This is Crick Info Audio. Welcome to Crick Info Audio. This is Amit Verma. The first test between West Indies and India begins tomorrow at St. John's, Antigua. And I'm chatting right now with S. Rajesh, who will be doing the bulletin for that game on crickinfo.com. Rajesh, India haven't been doing too well in test matches recently, and they begin this series after an embarrassing loss in the one-day series. However, Antigua is a pretty good place for them to begin a series, isn't it? I mean, this is one venue where a result is rather unlikely.
Yes, considering the way the Indian batsmen have performed in the one-day series, I guess they should not be too disappointed that the first test is at Antigua rather than at Jamaica or at Barbados. I was just checking the numbers of this ground over the last few years, and it so happens that there have been about 38 runs per wicket scored at Antigua since 1980. Now, of all test grounds since that period, Antigua is the second highest in terms of runs per wicket. That's only after Guyana, where teams got 38.75 runs per wicket. So, as you can see, the batsmen have always done well at this ground. The last time there was a test match here, Chris Gayle got 317. The match before that, Brian Lara got 400. So, high scores are quite the norm rather than the exception here. There have been 53 hundreds here and only 15 five-wicket hauls. So, it all points to a big run fest. For the Indian batsmen who have been struggling for runs, it could be quite a blessing to be playing at Antigua first up. What do you think, Amit?
Rajesh, I think it's a great opportunity for the Indian batsmen to get some good runs under their belt. What I'm particularly intrigued to note is whether they'll go in with a five batsman and five bowler strategy or whether they'll revert to playing six batsmen. Personally, despite all the criticism against it, I quite agree with Greg Chappell that India needs to play five bowlers in test cricket if they're going to win test matches. I mean, the logic for that is quite simple. India haven't been winning test matches over the last couple of years because they haven't been able to take 20 wickets on a regular basis. To do that, they need to bolster their bowling. And five batsmen really ought to be good enough to put up the runs on the board. So it's a kind of a strategy where you have to make a trade-off. If you're going to increase your chances of winning by playing five bowlers, you simultaneously increase your chances of losing in case the batting can't hold back the opposition attack. So, India really have a choice between being aggressive and playing the extra bowler and backing themselves with one batsman less, or by playing it safe and playing six batsmen. On a pitch like Antigua, I see absolutely no reason why they should really play it safe. Five batsmen should be more than enough for them. If you remember the last time, Ajay Ratra got 100 here. So, I'm looking forward to seeing India play five bowlers. What do you think West Indies' strategy is going to be like?
First, speaking on the Indian point of view, I would also like to say that in Antigua last time, the Indians were 257 for 6 before Ratra and Lakshman finally bailed them out. So, India did play 7 batsmen and we did need that extra hand to bail them out. But, of course, the policy needs to be flexible as well. If it's a green top somewhere, it makes sense for India to play 7 batsmen. But as you pointed out, the conditions in Antigua are likely to be very much in favor of the batsmen. And with Irfan Pathan being in the form he is, in the tour game, he bowled 12 overs and gave away 70 runs. And I don't think the Indian think tank would still like to drop him for this game. So with Pathan being in the form he is, I would think that the Indians would need five bowlers here. Coming to the West Indies, I would like them to take a five bowler approach as well. Simply because their batsmen are in such superb form. Sarwan has been getting runs. Lara is in good form. Gayle, Chanderpaul, they've all been scoring runs. With Bravo scoring as well, I would like to see Bravo coming at number 6, Dinesh Ramdin at number 7, and them playing with 5 specialist batsmen and 5 bowlers. They could instead play Marlon Samuels at number 6 as well, but that's a policy that I think on this pitch is not necessary.
Rajesh, the practice game which just got over, how much do you think India has benefited from it?
I'm not sure how much relevance the practice game really has. Except for the fact that the new players who came into the Indian squad and who came to the West Indies recently, they had a good hit. Lakshman got a half century, Jafar got a half century. So for the two of them, it was vital time spent in the middle, which is always different from playing in the nets. So as far as those two are concerned, I think those runs under their belt and the time they've spent at the crease should stand them in good stead when they come out to bat in the test. Srishant had a good spell, so he should get a boost as well, but the disappointment was Pathan for India.
Thanks, Rajesh. You're looking forward to staying up nights watching the series?
Yes, I am, though I hope it's not the run-fest at Antigua that we had last time. That can be quite soporific.
The test match begins tomorrow and Rajesh and I will be chatting about the game after each day's play on Crick Info Audio. And if we sound a little sleepy on some days, I'm sure you'll excuse us. To access all our audio content directly, do visit cricinfo.com/audio, and please feel free to send in your feedback to audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.